What's up, everybody? It's the Fantasy Football Breakdown Podcast. I'm your host, Two Drink, bringing you episode 45. Man, so crazy. Playoffs are here. My boy Swags is here. What's up, buddy?
45 sounds so old.
Right?
And
you must be 45.
I don't want to go back, though, but it sounds so old.
Right?
Yeah, no, I'm not 45.
Do you have a... Next year. Do you have a...
Whatever. Get off.
Do you have a Detroit... Do you have a Detroit Pistons 45 for me?
I don't. Somebody? I don't, man. And if there is one, I apologize to that guy. You should have been better, so I knew your number.
I feel like we're probably missing lots of players all around there, but the only thing I can think about when I'm 45 comes around is when MJ came back and messed with us for, what, like half a season with 45?
Yep. Came back wearing the 4-5.
Nothing like starting with some basketball on our Fantasy Football Breakdown Podcast show.
Yeah.
That's how we do. Yeah.
Then to the Wizards. But,
another lunch date episode here. Biggest reason we're here today is what? You want to throw those Saturday games at them?
Yeah, do those Finally, Saturday we'll game get some previews.
Saturday football.
Try to stump you with some 2-minute breakdown questions. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, that's the only reason you're here. Y'all know I'm going to carry the rest of this shit.
Week 15 playoffs, man. A lot of teams need to get to week 16. So that's why
we're
here.
All the teams need to get there. Yeah, all the teams.
All the teams.
All right, so if you got nothing else, I'm just going to mute you, even though it doesn't work from here. 4:30
Sounds
game.
Good.
Bears 4-9 at your 7-6 Detroit Lions. Lions 5.5-point favorite at home. I kind of like that. I want to start where hopefully nobody has to go, but let's start in the Lions running back side. Oh, is it Riddick? Is Riddick the only play at this point?
I think Amir's playing this week.
So
he's playing. He's practicing. He's been practicing. I think he's going to play. I mean, I think that changes the Riddick role.
Okay.
If he plays,
where does Abdullah fall then for you? Does he make it back into flex because he's still the starting running back there?
So,
you know what I mean? Like, just
this is what I think. I think that they will, next time he plays, assuming he plays this week, they are going to give him the ball as much as game flow dictates. And I think that they're going to see if that's the running back they want. I think we're already starting to get to that point where we see that Abdullah is not the running back of the Lions' future. But I think they're still going to try to wear him out, see what he's got, see if he breaks him off. I don't know. Dude didn't come into the season completely healthy.
Right.
I don't know, man. But I think if he plays, he's a flex. I think he's a flex, man. At this point, like through the last few weeks, if you do have him, you've still gotten this far, you've probably got another player you started to trust more. So it's tough, but I do think that Amir is a decent flex, low end RB2.
For this question, let's assume he's playing, and I guess we'll assume that he's the starter, quote unquote. I know you can't see my air quotes. That would have been awesome. But how many rushing attempts, you know, how many carries can you see Abdullah getting this week? 10? You know, are we going to push 15, a little higher? Would
it, yeah, you know, 17 to 22. Flow.
If you're going to tell me Amir's going to get 17-plus carries, so probably 20 touches, then he's definitely flex. I don't know I'm that confident that's the kind of touches he's going to get. I'm not as confident as you, I'll put it that way. But the way you're talking makes me think Riddick and nobody else can be started, even flex, and almost the deepest of deep leagues.
Well, I think what Riddick does like still keeps him as a nice flex candidate, though, just with the PPR guy and catching him out of the backfield still. And Riddick will still be used. I mean, saying that Amir Abdullah, the starting running back for the Lions, is a flex isn't saying a ton, you know what I mean?
Okay. So Abdullah or Riddick, if they both play and start, if I'm going to make you start one.
I am the Amir guy. Amir.
Okay. I mean,
I just think his upside's a little bit bigger. I think that if he's in there and he gets the touches, that possibility of, like you just mentioned, Riddick becoming kind of irrelevant.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll get on board with you there because I wouldn't feel confident starting Riddick. But, man, I hope you have better options than Amir. That being said, if you're out there listening and are starting Amir this week, I want to know about it. So hit me up. Or if you have questions and feel like it's close, hit me up. Let's pull that out. Cause
hit me up.
You're a little stronger on Amir than I am, but I've kind of said my piece on Amir, and I don't really want to go back on it at this point.
But I put him at a flex. I don't think that's saying a ton, you know. And this is – I'm the Lions fan, so, I mean, it's not like
– Exactly. No, I know you're not putting him up there RB10 or something like that. I'm just – Like I said, I feel less confident on the total touches that Amir will get than I think what you're projecting. So yeah. I'm interested to see what others think. That's all.
He's had a couple weeks off. He's been questionable going into each game when he was off. You have to think he's ready to go. The one thing they do not want to do is get on the books for Amir if he gets re-injured Saturday.
Right.
So I think he's probably healthy and ready to go.
Fair enough. Lions wide receivers, you know, Bears defense been a little better lately. Secondary is actually all right, but lots of weapons for the Lions here. Tate or Marvin Jones, who, if you got both on your team, and I'm only going to let you start one, full PPR.
I guess I'll stick on Marvin, man. I hate the Lions.
I feel like we have this conversation every weekend between those two, because one of them is probably going to have a really good game. So
I can't wait till Marvin Jones and Golden Tate, at least one of them is gone, and Galladay's got more experience and maybe a different wide receiver. Lions need some wide receivers.
The Lions need wide receivers.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Good ones.
But you want one of those other guys gone. You're very confusing today.
Dude,
I'm with you on Marvin Jones over Tate, but
we've got like wide receiver two from
for days.
Seattle, and then we got the wide receiver two from the Hawks. Like, get us a wide receiver.
The same team, Bengals. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, Bengals. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't just want to keep getting like the wide receiver two off a team. Like, get us a wide receiver one to be our wide receiver one. That's what I'm saying. I get that we have a lot of passing options and
whatever, like your boy Ebron.
Is he finally putting it together?
I mean, tight end one last week, so.
I don't know, man. Yeah, as a Lions fan, I don't like starting the wide receivers on that team. And I know that this is completely fantasy versus a quarterback that has good NFL options to throw to, but
sure,
we're never going to have Calvin Johnson again. So I'm not trying to be stuck in that time, but I do not think we have a true wide receiver one. We just have lots of options.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, is that, you know what I mean? Like, do you think Marvin Jones that good?
I mean, stats-wise, for fantasy, he's a wide receiver one. You know, if we're talking real NFL, you know, and the way that defenses, you know, tend to shade to one side or the other, then I'll give you that. You got a bunch of wide receiver twos.
Top 300 all time.
sure. let's see. Let's stay on the Lions side. How about the defense? I had a lot of people questioning defenses this week and moving stuff around. You know, people freaking out, and we'll get to that game. But like Chargers and Chiefs, kind of both of those defenses playing against each other, and people looking to other places. So Lions are one that's actually come up a few times. Lions are third in the league in takeaways this season, like 24, I believe the number is. So they do, you know, they will turn the ball or get the ball turned over to them and score those points for defense. So you got Trubisky coming off a great game, chucked it around a bunch. Jordan Howard coming to town. Lions defense streamable this week.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
I don't think I don't think it's a bad play.
I am starting them in over the Panthers in a league that I own both of them.
Yeah, wouldn't make that call if it wasn't Aaron Rodgers. If it's Hundley out there, You still don't? Do you make that same call?
Yeah, that'll be my homer play.
Is it just because of Rodgers coming back?
Yeah.
Or you'd stay there anyways?
I'd stay there anyway, honestly.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
Yeah. Chicago hasn't been that good.
No, I hear you. So let's jump to that side. Trubisky's a no, even in two quarterback leagues. If you're still around playing, he's not an option for you. So Jordan Howard, RB1 this week? Fringe?
I
don't want to do it.
Fringe, I guess, if you made me.
So that's a
I'm still going to have him as an RB2.
Mid-level, somewhere in there. Touch is just not...
I think I could assume 10 to 12 running backs in front of him that I'd like more this week.
Okay, that's fair. With this game, maybe the Lions, you know, kind of getting up, or at least maybe a game script leaning towards the Lions' way. It's risky, but Tariq Cohen, you know, we're talking about deeper leagues here. This is probably more than 12 at this point, or, you know, multiple flexes. But, you know, game script-wise, I could kind of see it leaning towards Cohen.
Yeah.
It's bold to do at this point. You know, you're probably going to ride the studs that got you there and not kind of throw those darts out there, especially being a Saturday game. But I don't know. I kind of like Tariq Cohen. I'm finding it difficult to get him in my Scott Fishbowl lineup for the playoffs, but I want to because I know the dropper. Play's there. You know, every now and then. I'm still in the playoffs, by the way. I don't know a whole lot of people that can still say that. Clock darters. But so Bear side, who is it? Jordan Howard only for you then? Like, is there anything else you can roll out there?
Yeah, I guess, dude, and that's if you have to. Honestly, I don't completely trust him just from one good game back. He's had a lot of pretty soft games this year. Man,
tight end wise, Shaheen,
maybe depending on like how deep of a league it is. I think that he could be a deep stream at tight end if you really need it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Gronk's back from suspension. Looks like Ertz is clear concussion protocol, so there's not a lot of tight end options out there you're probably worrying about. So I think this is probably less of a week to stream tight ends, but let's stay in that game. I'll make you pick Shaheen or Ebron. Just take your homer,
man. Yeah, I'll take Ebron.
All right, fair enough.
But even to me, like, Shaheen sounds more fun. But yeah, I'll take Ebron.
Okay. Anything else, Bears at Lions, you want to hit on? Bears defense, not going to do it?
No, sir.
Take the Lions defense definitely over the Bears. Fair enough.
Yeah. But, I mean, you just, like, described a pretty good game flow for Amir to have a decent game if he's the workhorse in that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get that. As you say that should line up for Amir, but, ooh. I mean, flex, okay, like I said, let me hear it. If you're out there and you're even thinking about starting Amir, I would like to know because – I want to get inside that mind.
I am score, not. I can think of two leagues that I'm in the playoffs in that I own Amir, and I'm not starting him in either of them.
Yeah, that's kind of my thought process there. At this point, I've made other options. I've done different things when Amir hasn't been playing well or not playing at all, and I'm probably going to continue to ride that hand.
Yes, I will be starting a guy named Todd Gurley and Fournette. And,
what a reach. What a and reach. And
Kamara.
What a reach. Yeah. Over Amir.
Over Amir.
What does this world come to? Oh, man. So you got Lions winning? What's the score? I know we don't do that very often. But
I don't know. Like, well, okay, so if we win, we do it in the fourth quarter. We'd have to come back from the Bears' best game all season and win it. 27-21.
Whew. All right. Well, the way that you describe that does not lean to Amir having a good game script.
So true Lions fashion.
Moving on. We got the 8:25 Saturday night game. Man, I'm excited about this game. Chargers going to Arrowhead. Both teams 7-6. So. Looking to take clear control of this division here. Chargers are a 1-point favorite at Arrowhead. I feel like that's pretty bold. I mean, I get it because of the way the two teams are playing, but maybe Vegas line doesn't respect Arrowhead as much. Oh, let's go to the Chiefs side here. The home team. Alex Smith going up against that Chargers secondary, the Chargers pass rush. I'm going to have to play Alex Smith this week. Just I don't have an option. But Alex Smith, how do you – I know you have a few teams that have lots of Chiefs, including mm-hmm. Smith and Tyreek and Kelsey and Hunt. You're ruling all those guys out, right?
Yep. Well, and so to your point, I do have a couple teams with a lot of Chiefs, but I only have one of them with Smith at this okay. point. And in that league, are you starting I'm starting Dak.
Okay, that's fair.
Yep. And I've got Mahomes, too, for next year. So, you know what I mean? I've got a decent future there when Smith is gone. But
yeah,
I'll be starting Dak over Smith in that one. And then I'm starting the rest of the Chiefs, though. You know,
everybody else.
Yep.
Okay. So, Alex Smith or Nick Foles this week? How far are you down on Smith? Because I know you're a little bit down on, or more down on Foles than I am.
I will still start Smith. I can't buy into it yet. He's one of those people I have to see it. And if it happens, I will totally be behind the rest of the group and I won't have a part of it.
No, I gotcha. I mean, it makes sense there with the weapons, especially if you feel good about all the other ones there. I don't think there's anybody else you can start that we haven't mentioned there. All those secondary wide receivers are a no-go. So the Chargers side, you feeling good about Phillip Rivers this week?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, it's hard not to.
Keep riding that hot streak.
Yeah, yep.
So it means you're starting Keenan. That's an easy one.
Yep.
Melvin Gordon,
yep.
You're still going to roll that out. Can't go around a different way there. Let's go deeper play here. You know, Tyrell Williams had a couple good games lately. He is pretty boom or bust, but he's been more boom lately. Could in a deeper league, let's say 14 plus, you know, PPR, could you see Tyrell Williams sneaking in? At least solidified himself as that secondary wide receiver option there, ahead of Travis Benjamin.
Okay. Definitely.
Hunter, what about Hunter Henry?
Yeah, I'll start Hunter Henry.
Keep going there?
Yep.
Hunter Henry over both, Ebron, Dunn, and Shaheen. That's stupid. But how far, how far behind is he from Kelsey? Kelsey up there at like the two spot just behind Gronk for you this week?
Mm-hmm. I'd have like.
You slide any farther than that?
Kelsey so Hunter is kinda like a top three tight end and Hunter Henry as a top 10, but I think he's a decent play, lots of upside.
Okay.
Starting Kelsey well like over him though.
7 to 10 range.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Chargers defense. Chargers defense has been on fire. We like all the options for the Chiefs. Could you look in other directions?
I don't know if you really want to start either of these defenses this week, just because if it is that shootout that you're asking for.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not too excited. I mean,
Alex Smith doesn't turn the ball over, really, even against a good, you know, good Chargers, you know, secondary. That rush is going to come get him, but, you know, Alex Smith maybe just mobile enough to only have, one or two sacks, maybe not looking for that huge Bosa and Ingram, you know, come chase him down kind of thing. Oh, I'm just excited. I think there are plenty of points around, so I'm with you. So would you play the Lions? You play the Lions defense over both Chargers Chiefs?
I would. I sure would.
Okay. That makes sense.
I mean, don't forget, like, at the beginning of the season, we were talking about, I think, week 3, Lions was the number one defense, and they have not maintained that at all, but they have a decent defense, you know, and now they're going up against the Bears. Yeah, I like the Lions a lot this week.
Over both of those. All right, fair enough.
So,
what about somebody like... I'm going to jump around a little bit here again, too. So, what is it? Let's do Buffalo. Buffalo's defense, up in the snow, got Miami coming to town. I know Miami just played a good game against New England, but it is up in the snow. You know my Finns don't play good in cold weather. Would you play Buffalo's defense versus Miami or the Lions at the Bears?
Man, that's a little tough. I want to say Buffalo, but, man, I think I'll still go with the Lions.
All right, one more. Let's kind of stay in the same area. How about the Saints are going to play the Jets? Bryce Petty-led Jets.
I will go with the Saints, right?
Okay. I'm just trying to see where your kind of line is there, so that's cool. Chargers at Chiefs, what are you thinking, man? Who do you think comes out on top here? I know it's a little different. We don't normally do it this way, but
I think the Chiefs are going to win it.
Chiefs at home.
Yep.
Put up enough points.
Yep. But it's weird too, but because when you go down it, okay, would you start Rivers or Smith?
Rivers.
Me too. And then Tyreek or Allen?
Keenan. Yep.
And Melvin Gordon or Hunt?
So, that's a tough one.
It is, yeah, yeah, I'm with you.
If you look back, and it was so long ago in the very beginning when Hunt was killing it, but yeah. Hunt had a huge game versus them.
Uh-huh.
And Gordon's kind of been not iffy, but lackluster, I'm going to say, the last two weeks. Hunt looked
really nice last week. Oh, yeah, yep. Melvin's been a little,
And they did, you know, kind of feed Hunt early and often. I think I'm leaning Melvin, but it's super close.
Super close. And then Kelsey or Hunter Henry.
Kelsey.
Kelsey,
easy.
But so,
still, it's like 3-1 there, yeah.
Yeah, but with all that said, I mean, those are four players that either you or I would love to have started in the playoffs. I mean, Tyreek, he's a little bit like up and down with that ceiling, but still, I'll play any of those guys. So we've got all that going in that game. There's a lot of points that could be there and a lot that could happen. But I think I agree with you, though, on all those.
Yeah, I'm
Melvin Gordon hasn't been the number one running back all year, though, and Hunt has done that.
Very true. Yeah, I'll give you that one. Makes sense. Take the Chiefs at home. Over under here for this game is only 46. That's low to me, so I would take the over. Maybe it's me projecting a little bit more. Because I'm gonna go 31-27 Chargers. I think this game takes off, and we see good points all around. I think this is one of those ones where, as long as you're not starting the defenses, you probably want whatever piece you can get in this game.
Yep.
I'm
with you.
Oh, anything else there, buddy?
I don't think so.
Nothing else. I know this one's kind of crazy. Little short one, but wanted to make sure we get those Saturday games in since it's a little bit weirder schedule.
I just wanted to do the 2-minute breakdown. That's
all you wanted, huh?
I didn't even know we were doing the game preview. You were just like, ask me 12 questions fast and called you.
I might have said that. How about this? Let me give you one here. Since we were just talking about Tyreek Hill, right?
Uh-huh.
Tyreek Hill or Funchess? Funchess going up against that Green Bay secondary.
I will take Tyreek Hill. And I know Funchess has got a great matchup and supposed to have a good week, but I like Tyreek Hill.
I hear it.
I can't ignore that ceiling, dude. And that's just how I play. So as much as I want like an RB1 like Todd Gurley or Fournette when they're getting you those 27 points all year, or Bell getting that 44, I play my running backs for the floor and I play my wide receivers for the ceiling, and that's how I play. So I love those ceiling wide receivers, and Tyreek Hill does that for you.
Yeah, Tyreek, you know, the epitome of what boom or bust is. You know, with the back and forth games basically every other week going off. Funchess safer, but yeah, I want the upside play of Tyreek even against the Chargers secondary. I don't care.
Yep.
That's just one of the polls I put up this morning from one of our listeners. Hey F. So F, whatever his name is, Mr. Craig. So we just wanted to get that out there. I've definitely put a couple polls up recently. So
thanks, if you guys Mr. are listening, Craig.
Please going out there, Mr. Craig. Yeah, that's better. I'm going to tell him we're going to call him Mr. Craig from now on. but I got a lot of polls running, you know, that'll end Saturday before these games. And I got some other ones up for, you know, I'm trying to let run for a couple of days so everybody can kind of get out there. So please go take a look. One of the questions, biggest ones I've seen, is Aaron Rodgers. If he plays, what quarterbacks will you play over Rodgers if he's playing? Let's do it that way, because that will still be much shorter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it's Rodgers to me. I don't want to put him at one. But if Rodgers was healthy, You know, I know it's a tough, Panthers defense or whatever, but if Rodgers is healthy, he's probably, what, 2-3 at the absolute worst, you know, basically every week.
Yeah, he's a QB1, so that's for darn sure.
Hashtag analysis. Rodgers,
he's in. But, man, you're it's tough, America. You know. I mean, you've been watching that poll you've got up with Rivers and Rodgers, and last time I looked, it was 51-49 with Rivers winning, and that it had a nice amount of votes too. So it's pretty close, yep. Man.
Nope, I totally.
But
totally get that.
Aaron Rodgers did really good his last time back from injury.
Yep,
I think he came back and had 4 touchdowns or something. We may have mentioned that on the last show, but I mean.
Yep, destroyed it. It's been looking awesome in practice, apparently. I mean, you're not in pads. You haven't taken a hit. So, you know, you should look good if your name is Aaron Rodgers. But, whew, yeah.
Yeah, if Aaron Rodgers is playing, I mean, damn.
Last one I'm going to sneak in on you before you can do your two-minute breakdown. Standard scoring. Yes, those still are around for whatever reason. Would you play Rex Burkhead or Christian McCaffrey?
Ugh. That's so tough. Probably Burkhead.
Yep. Burkhead currently leading 67% of the votes. Please get out there and vote on these for me. I appreciate it. Or hit me with something. If you got to pull you on up, come find me at @FF_breakdown. We'll get it out there. See what the masses think too.
Yes,
sometimes I just put ones out when I'm thinking, when, you know, people don't even ask me. They're just talking about a couple players. And I was like, I'd go this way. And the other person's like, well, I'd take the other side. And be like, well, why? And I just put them out there. Sometimes they're just for discussion. I'm not necessarily hard on one side or the other. I just want to see where everybody else is too and why. Yep. Let's all learn from this process. We all get better that way.
Well, and I mean, and exactly, dude. With that said, I mean, the why to me, I mean, you get a lot out of the why. Sometimes you get a bunch of BS, but sometimes you're like, huh, good point. Why is, like, wow.
Why is far more important than
I like your why better than my why, now that you mentioned all of that. And wow, okay, you're starting to sell me. Sometimes, I mean, yeah, for sure, dude. It's good stuff. Just the dialogue itself.
Yeah. Like, I will make counterpoints just to see what comes out. I might not even agree with that point, but the point is there because it's been made where it's real, even if I don't necessarily believe it, just to see where others are. You know, I don't want to skew somebody one way or another.
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of sounds like you just like to argue now.
I learned from the best, Mr. Swags.
Oh, never just to disagree.
Right? But on that note, this lunch date's going to have to cut a little short, so let's jump into two-minute breakdown if you want to, buddy, unless you got something else.
Yeah. You
want
to hear anything else? You got a timer for me? You need me to get that set up.
And now, your two-minute breakdown.
Nah, buddy, man, I got that. Don't you worry about it, okay? I can get you with sexy voice or whatever you want to do.
I'm going to jump right into it then, and this first one here is...
Just stall long enough to get my timer ready.
This first one here is Neil Inspired from Clock Dodgers. I saw him talking about this, and then I thought, would it have ended up this way? So he made the point that if Watson had not got hurt, that he was the clear-cut rookie of the year, no exceptions. And I said, I don't know. Maybe it would have still been Kamara. What do you think? If Watson stayed healthy, did Kamara have a chance at that rookie of the year?
Kamara had a chance just because of the numbers he's been putting up, but that kind of stuff tends to favor the quarterback anyways. And he was as high on the quarterback rankings as Kamara was. So
I agree.
It would have gone to Watson if both things kind of continued to pan out.
Which takes more time to plan? Talking about football or planning for the two-minute breakdown?
probably as a whole, the two-minute breakdown, but I kind of do it in spurts, just rambling throughout the day as I see things, I write stuff down. So it's kind of hard to quantify both of those, but two-minute breakdown probably more random time where I'm actually trying to think about it. Football.
Yeah, I agree with you. Did George get Jason as some kind of messed up punishment from Flaffle?
Probably, yeah.
He's been relegated. That's the only thing I could figure out. A player on IR that you're excited about for 2018?
I mean, duh, DJ. But I'm gonna go off script just a little bit and play the Malcolm Mitchell hype. Go get him if he's out there super cheap. It might still take a while, but I like that one.
Can I change an answer for one of my questions for the 2-minute breakdown from our last episode?
No, it is what it is, but we can discuss it later.
Brady or Rodgers, week 15?
Brady.
One car that you wish you owned now that is 30 years old or older. So not a classic car, like 30 years old or older. So that only has to be 87 at this stage, but 87 or older, a car you wish you could own.
I'd probably go back to like a 56 Vet.
Ooh, nice.
The convertible 56 Vet, yeah.
Rank the Green Bay wide receivers for week 15.
With Rodgers, Jordy, Adams, Cobb. Fuck, that's the timer.
Will we see Mixon?
Not too good. Keep it going.
Will we see Mixon this week?
I don't think so.
How many points does Lynch need to catch DeMarco this year?
Oh, I don't have it in front of me. I'm gonna say it's like 30.
23.
That's close.
Is Andrew Luck an NFL bust?
Right now in his career, yes. He still has plenty of time. But right now, yes.
Best site for fantasy football?
Best site for fantasy football.
Your favorite. Don't worry about it.
Fantasyswags.com.
Ooh, that'd be cool. But but seriously, best site for fantasy football, like to play on?
To play on? There's this cool thing called Playline I'm kind of getting into. It's pretty dope. You guys will hear about it soon. Yeah, it's new. I'll let you guys know more about it.
That's all I had for you.
Maybe on a lunch date tomorrow. We shall see. Cool. So, what? Real quick, give me your question fix for yesterday.
I want Todd Gurley to be the number one dynasty running back next year instead of Le'Veon.
That's fair. That makes sense. Lev Bell freaked me out when you said that. I know I said it weeks before, and I felt bad after I said it. So
it was one of those ones where I got off that call with you, and I was instantly thinking about it. Like, you just say Bell so quick, you know what I mean? And right. But then you're like, no, I could think I'd rather have this guy or that guy. And yeah, but yeah. I'll take Gurley.
No, I totally get that, guys. If you're out there, I've made many of calls like that during 2-minute breakdown where you're supposed to answer as fast as you can and not really think about it. And I've come out of that before. Me and you've had some conversations where it's just like, oh, is that really what I said? Like, I can't believe I even said that.
I'm such a trendy bastard.
Right? How easy did I answer that? So yeah.
And so, but so Andrew Luck, super quick, dude, because I know you got to go. But, dude, he's like as old as Stafford and done nothing. And Stafford gets a lot of crap.
I feel completely shocked that you're taking that up for your Stafford boy, too.
Dude, so, at no, some like, point, like, I, this has to be
like
addressed.
Like I said, right now, I get it. No, I, right now, like, if there's a chance Luck doesn't ever play again, that's really not that outside of possibility. So, if you make me judge his career right now, he is a bust.
Like, dude, isn't it crazy? Like, remember that year with Andrew Luck, Russell Wilson, RG3, and what's his name? Shit.
What's his name was the shit.
He was pretty good back then. Dude, goddamn, this is pissing me off.
What's his name or Aaron Rodgers this week? What's his name or Tom Brady?
Tom Brady. Shit, I'll take Huntley
what's
off the bench.
What's his name or RG3?
Colin Kaepernick.
Gotcha.
But remember when all those three, like those four, were all starters and like helping us all win? And we, if you had them, I mean, wow. I don't know. Yep. But now it's Russell Wilson.
You still feel pretty good if you got Russ, yeah.
Yeah. And man, but back then, I wouldn't have gone that way. If you were asking me at the end of 2013 who the dynasty running or quarterback was to own, I would not have said Russell Wilson.
Well, sure. I mean, and I'm sure everybody's heard it at this point or whatever, but, I mean, the Jags didn't like Russell Wilson to the point that they drafted a punter before they took, you know what I mean, before Russell Wilson was drafted. That punter doesn't play anymore, I don't think, so good call.
Yeah, crazy.
But, all right, buddy, I hate to cut you off, but on that note, I got to run FL2 drink minimum wherever. And more importantly, at FF_breakdown. Come find me. Hit me up. I want to know Amir Abdullah crap, unfortunately. But who are you?
I'm Sexzilla. Later.
That's enough. Deuces. Cut it.